You may have heard that I-170 is scheduled to get speed cameras, much like the red light cameras that several local municipalities have put in place in the last half decade. The little town of Charlack wants to put up a speed camera to keep an eye on you as you're driving on 170. And essentially what it would do is, if you go over the speed limit, which is 60, on that stretch of road, the camera takes a picture of your car, sees your license plate, and begins a process that ends up sending a ticket to your house, regardless of whether you're the person behind the wheel. You're going to have to pay that fine. Now, as I understand it, you won't have to pay for a moving violation. You wouldn't get points on your license, etc. But they want to put the speed cameras in effect. They would not be the first ones in the area. There's one in St. Anne on Ashby Road. Charlack actually has one on Lackland Road. That's been up for a couple of months. But this would be the first speed camera on a highway in the St. Louis area. This was proposed by the chief of police at Charlack, Tony Umbertino, who has since come in for some criticism from another police chief, Tim Fitch, who's the chief of police of St. Louis County, and who joins me now here on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi, Chief. How are you?
Morning, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine. We asked Chief Umbertino to come on and join us for the conversation this morning. He declined, so I'm going to let you get your side of this story out, and then we'll see what the listeners have to say about it. But why are you opposed to that municipality putting up these speed cameras?
Well, I'm not opposed to speed cameras. Let me say that first of all. I think there's a place in law enforcement for speed cameras. There's certainly a place in law enforcement for red light cameras. But what I think that should happen is that if there's going to be speed cameras put up on, in this case, an interstate highway, there should be some process, some governing process, and some review of accident statistics related to speed and some orderly placement of these cameras, not just because you're fortunate enough to have a three-block stretch of an interstate highway to come through your community, that there should be some review process before each and every community that has an interstate highway is allowed to put up a camera.
How each community gets to decide on how they're going to patrol their portion of an interstate highway, right? It is a local jurisdiction.
Absolutely.
Okay. Does this municipality, Charlack, do they have numbers of any kind that you've seen?
Well, to be honest with you, Charlack doesn't need to prove to me that they have problems with speed-related accidents on Interstate 170. But I think that any police agency needs to prove to the public that there's a need for this. And if you can't prove to the public there's a need for speed cameras, I think it looks like nothing more than an opportunity to generate some revenue for your community.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you think this is a town that uses its police department as an income source?
Well, and that's not for me to say. That's really for the citizens of Charlack to say. If they elect officials who have a police department and those community officials feel like it's okay to use their police department to generate revenue, that's something that needs to be decided at the ballot box by the citizens of that community.
Chief, do we have an unusually high speed problem all along 170, not just in Charlack?
Well, I drive 170 every day. As you know, Clayton is the headquarters for the county police. I'm on 170 multiple times a day. I would describe it as the same as any other interstate highway. You do have an occasional vehicle that will go by it excessively speeding, but for the most part, traffic is relatively congested on 170, at least during the times I drive, and there's not a whole lot of opportunity to really move along too fast through there. But that remains to be seen with the speed camera situation.
I've talked to several patrol officers over the years, and they tell me that, you know, the part of the day that they like the least is having to stop somebody on the side of the road, A, because it's dangerous because of cars going by, even if those other cars aren't speeding. You know, a car doing 50 miles an hour can kill you, just like a car doing 70 miles an hour. But they also tell me that the thing that they like least about it is that I don't know what's happening feeling of I'm walking up to a car and I don't know who's inside or what's going on. Now, the argument could be made, you know what, if you use automation, if you use technology to make the job of stopping speeders easier, you would take away some of that anxiety and the toughness of that job from your patrol officers. What do you say to that?
Well, what I say is it also takes away an officer's opportunity to have contact with this citizen on the side of the road. Certainly it's dangerous. We know it is. I worked the street for 10 years before I made a move to any other position in the police department, and I had interstate highways in the areas I patrolled, so I know how dangerous it is. However, when you have an officer out there making contact with the citizens, there's two things that can occur. Number one, a speed camera is not going to know if a murder suspect from Texas just drove through. Okay?
Yep.
They're not going to know that. A police officer will know that. They will not know if an individual is carrying contraband. They will not know if this individual may have some opportunity to explain to you why they were doing what they were doing. One of the most powerful tools a police officer has is discretion. There's no discretion with a speed camera. It's just you get your ticket. I don't care if you're taking your son to the hospital who's choking on a piece of candy. Here's your ticket, and that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. So the person who gets one of these tickets in the mail has no chance to go to court and fight it?
Well, I don't know what the procedure will be for this particular community. I know in Springfield, Missouri, they just had an issue. If you do some research on that, you'll see that they did not send their tickets, their red light camera tickets, through the municipal court. And I think a court just overturned that, and now Springfield's trying to decide how to deal with that.
Do you think that speed cameras would really be a deterrent?
Yes, I do. I think if you see that there is a signage ahead, speed camera ahead, I think we've seen that in Illinois. But Illinois, I think they do it right. They only use speed cameras on the highways when they're under construction. That's, I think, is an acceptable, logical, scientific way to use a speed camera. But just to put one up to say, you know what, we think we have a problem with accidents, and then there's no statistics or science to back it up, it doesn't look like anything other than a revenue producer.
Well, why are they better only in construction zones? Obviously, you've got a safety issue with people on the side of the road, but as
sure.
I said before, getting hit at 50, getting hit at 70, you're still going to be pretty bad off.
Right. But I do believe that there, like I said at the beginning of the conversation, there is a need or use for these cameras in law enforcement. It just needs to be governed and controlled.
What happens now if Charlac goes forward with this and they're planning on putting this camera up on, I think it's March 29th, and then they're going to issue warnings for a couple of weeks after that, and then I guess they'll start fining people. What can you do to stop this?
Well, it's not my job to stop it. It's
no, but you have sent a letter off to legislators in Jeff City saying, hey, you know what, I need you to do something about it. What's their response been?
That's why I said it's not my job to stop it. I look at it as my job and any police chief's job is when you see something going on in law enforcement and it's a hot topic that involves public safety, and if you think it's going in the wrong direction, you better speak up. And that's what I've done in this case, is I've gone to the state, the legislature, and to MoDOT and said, listen, this isn't an orderly process here. This is going to get out of control. It's going to get out of hand. What's to keep the next five communities down the road from having their own speed cameras? There really needs to be some system in place to review these and approve them. That's what I've asked, and that's the request that I've made.
Can each municipality along an interstate set their own speed limit for the few miles that's within their borders?
Those are set by MoDOT, I believe, on the interstates.
Okay. Last thing I want to ask you, Chief, and I'm completely serious about this, although it sounds like a silly question. Mm-hmm. We get 9 miles an hour, right?
What do you mean by that?
Speed limit 60.
Like an overage?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. That's up to the individual officer. Remember that the D word I used earlier, the discretion word?
Yeah.
I would tell you that if I was in a subdivision and the speed limit is 25 miles an hour, there's no way you're going to get 9 miles.
No, I'm talking about on the highway. 60 miles an hour, you're not pulling me over for 66.
Chances are not, but I know of some agencies and heard of some agencies that will pull you over for 3 miles over.
Yeah, those are the revenue generators that we were talking about earlier.
Your call. Call it what you want.
Chief, I appreciate your time today. Thanks
so
much.
All right, Paul, take care.
That's Tim Fitch, the Chief of Police of St. Louis County, who, as you heard, is opposed to the small municipality of Charlac putting up these speed cameras along Interstate 170. They only have a few miles of it that they patrol. That the Chief of Police of Charlac, Tony Umbertino, who, again, will invite to come on here and share his side of the story anytime he likes, he's going forward with this. And March 29th, we're just talking a few days away, that camera is going to go up. The $100 fine will be there, but you would not get a moving violation. It would be essentially a citation you would get in the mail if you were the car owner. Doesn't matter if your kid is driving the car or you lend it to your friend or whoever, you're going to get that. Your reaction in a moment at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, star KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Charles Jaco Show.